Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
This is the Friday where we are at the Southern Steak and Oyster. We'll be here for a couple of hours. What you heard last hour was a show we did recently and ended up turning into, hey, who would do a good podcast? Which coaches would do a good podcast? That was a fun show we did. It just morphed into that. It was not the plan going in. Bubby says here down in Georgia, Jim Donnan has a weekly UGA podcast down there. I did not know that. I don't know anything about them. All these people that have podcasts, we were told during that show that we did, the part that you heard in hour number one, Harbaugh has got a podcast. I didn't know that. People left and right were coming to me. Bill, yeah, Harbaugh's got one. Bill, it's really not bad. They linked one where it's him and Beilein together. It wasn't very good to me. It apparently turned a lot of people on. I didn't get it. I gave it about 2 minutes. That's all I could handle. Plus, Beilein's not even there anymore. So why do I want to hear that? He's a pro guy, man. Dude's cashing in. We'll have plenty of time to get to you today. Brad in hour number three. Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com. 615-844-5600 is the number if you'd like to get in. 615-844-5600. Big Ten Media Days concludes today up in Chicago. I got to hear a few coaches. Ryan Day. I got to hear Frosty. Remind me, D'Antonio. Mark D'Antonio, who I actually made cry. You're going to say, Bill, nobody makes that guy. I made Mark D'Antonio cry. I didn't mean to, but it happened. He had a really interesting idea yesterday. I don't know how many of you saw this. It's about the transfer topic. It's an idea. I'll send it your way here in a second. Brad is with us, like I mentioned, in hour three. And here is a tweet from yesterday about college football and its top heaviness, its chalkiness. And here it is. It's a couple of stats. This is a stat about the number of college football programs to win a national title by decade. How many different teams per decade won a title? And it goes back to the 50s. This is from the AP, Associated Press, national title. The AP, number one ranked team at the end. Per decade. In the 50s, 8 different teams won it. There you go. Almost a perfect 10. That's diverse, right? Several teams winning natties. 8 of them. But it basically, well, it flows up and down, but now it's deteriorating. And I've told you that. I've told you that for decades, actually. 1960s, it fell down some. It was 6. 6 different teams won the AP Natty in the 60s. 70s, the same number, 6. 80s, actually 7. 90s, you had 8. 2000s, back up to 8 as well. That's, out of 10 years, that's pretty good. So far, this decade, beginning in 2010, we've got 5. That means to get up around that 7 or 8 average over the next, what? Well, we've got, well, 1 more year, actually. That's it. I was thinking off into the future. This is 2019. For a second there, I didn't even know what year we were in. That means this year, if somebody outside of Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Auburn, Florida State, that's the five, right? Let me know if I left somebody out. Somebody outside of that group's got to win it. And everybody thinks it's Clemson and Alabama again, basically. So this one is dipping down. There's a couple things here, though. In the 2000s, Urban Meyer got to Florida, what, in 05? I'm talking about elite coaches that can dominate a particular time period. Urban Meyer, a Nick Saban. Nick wasn't even at Alabama until, what would that have been, 07? So he's getting to Alabama a little later in that decade, the 2000s. Urban Meyer gets there in 05 to Florida. Sweater Vance is sitting there at Ohio State. He's already got an early natty that year. He did it in 02. Miami had already fizzled out. They got theirs in 01, started fizzling. Southern Cal had some dominant teams, 04, 05, Texas, 06. Texas, 05. Southern Cal was dominant, 04, 05, lost to Texas in the Rose Bowl in 06, but had some incredible teams there with Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Dwayne Jarrett, that group. This decade, you've got some dominant coaches. You've got Nick Saban, who's got tons of natties this decade. You've got Urban Meyer, just left Ohio State, but he had a really good run. Had a national championship in there and won an incredible amount of games. What Dabo Sweeney's doing right now, winning two of the last three, dominating, owning a league. I don't think the chalky thing's going away. There's nothing that indicates it is. It stays chalky, and you want to measure recruiting. Clemson right now is having what they think might be a generational signing class. That good. Alabama is signing the top class or the top two, whatever it might be, basically every year. Every year. The chalk isn't going anywhere. If there's a coaching change, if Nick Saban 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the road says, let's go to the lake. I've done it all, and I've done it all times 10. Let's go to the lake. Somebody else comes in, it's hard to maintain that. Dabo Sweeney were to step down. I'm Dabo Sweeney. I coached for another 100 years, man. Dabo looks great. Dabo could pass for 25, basically. I don't know what his plans are. I don't know what he's thinking. But I don't think the chalky thing's going away. And if you look at the league, now, let's look at the ACC. You tell me right now in the ACC who you project as a legitimate threat to Clemson. I don't mean just this year. Give me a year. Who? Some year somebody will build back up. Maybe it's Florida State. Florida State's not going to do this under its current setup. It's not happening. We don't know about Miami. Miami's unclear. Virginia Tech right now would be under the label of disappointing. Who else you got? Mac? We don't know what Mac's going to get done at North Carolina. Maybe he brings him back up. I know he's energetic about it, but we don't know that yet. So I don't see anybody in Clemson's way right now. Probably more so than any other program in any other league. Bama is dominant, but Bama has some big-time programs that can certainly pester them in the West. LSU, they've been owning that thing, but LSU's a tough out. It is. Auburn game can be dicey from time to time because it's the big rivalry, and Auburn typically is pretty good. A&M is rising rapidly. A&M is probably the number one team right now out there. If we had a rankings list, if we kept a list always handy, Charlie in his binder, in his notebook, if he had this list, and it was always a refreshed list every year, and it was specifically this topic, the best teams out there who have never historically been one of them that's got the best chance to become among the chalk. That'd be A&M. It's just a list of teams that historically have never been part of that group. They've never entered that fraternity. They've never been good enough to be in this snotty fraternity. It would be A&M right now. They're recruiting incredible. They just got Haynes King, quarterback that's probably going to get a fifth star. Big-time talent over in, that's Longview, Texas. I know it's East Texas. Is it Longview? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. They got Haynes King. They got Hollywood Demus. Have you seen Hollywood Demus? He is a dominant wide receiver. That's what he will be at A&M. He's that kind of talent. And they're probably in the top two for Zach Evans, along with Alabama, who is considered maybe a generational running back, that kind of player. I'm building him up so much here, he probably won't be. That's the way that works. I don't know. We've built up quite a few, and they actually were what they're supposed to be. Pretty boy at Clemson is exactly what he was supposed to be, right? So far, he has been exactly what he was projected to be as a child, basically. When he was starting in ninth grade, in Cartersville, Georgia, a very high level of play, and wow. Peter says, and Peter, your buddy Steven up there in upstate, he's got his commitments reservation. Peter was there last year. Peter is now in St. Louis, so he lives in St. Louis. He said, Bill, would you listen to the Dino Babers podcast? Does he have one? I would give it a try. The problem I've got is there's not enough time in the day to do everything. Do your own show. Work on all these side projects I always have going. Have 7 kids. And check out everybody's podcast. It's not possible. And most of them I don't think are very good. Now, I'm not saying Dino's isn't good because I haven't heard it, if he's got one, but I just don't have time. I gave Zach Smith about 8 episodes, and it was pretty good. I probably won't hear another one. I can't sustain something like that. I will if I've got an hour to spare. Sometimes I will find one that's maybe analysis from a couple of dudes that you might trust about a team. I may search those out some, but very rarely. No, I just, that world is a fantastic world. It's a great medium for people who can't get their own show. I don't mean the coaches now. Coaches could do it. But I mean people. But I can't be searching that stuff out very much. We'll get the first break here. Just getting going. Brad will be with us, hour number 3. We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. A couple of fender benders out here, like Glen Rose there at Foster Avenue, Haywood Lane near that Circle K, 25th at Park Place. There's an accident there in Midtown. Traffic's on the increase out here now. 24, obviously, here up by Harding Place. Heavy traffic leaving Wilson County, coming through Mount Juliet right now on 40 westbound. Be careful. It bunches up coming past 840. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken. Check it out this weekend. They're located 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is the sound of the DQ Cheeseburger Lovers deal being calculated by a cheeseburger lover.
2 DQ cheeseburgers. Huh, just $4. 2 DQ doubles with cheese. Only $5?
And this is the sound of that cheeseburger lover checking that math.
Wait. 2 DQ cheeseburgers, $4, and 2 DQ doubles with cheese, $5. I'm burger rich.
The DQ cheeseburger lover's deal. DQ, happy, tastes good. Price and participation may vary.
Napa know-how.
This month at Napa, when you buy a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $24.99, we're making a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, which means your purchase makes a difference. So do some good and get a 5-quart jug of Valvoline Full Synthetic for just $24.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/19.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And now the fine folks at Southern Grounds would like to take this time to remind all Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts shall never go unnoticed. This proud salute has been brought to you by Southern Grounds. For the finest quality landscape architects, landscaping, and irrigation serving Nashville and the surrounding areas, call 615-424-8871. That's 615-424-8871. Southern Grounds. They're people who care. The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with a man on his face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Southern Steak and Oyster on this Friday. We are here. Fantastic place. Come get some breakfast or any time of day. Good place to come get a bite. Delicious food. We are in the same neighborhood with our good friends at the Omni, Omni Nashville Hotel. 615-844-5600. And if you want to tweet the show, at Bill is King. Here's what D'Antonio said yesterday. I haven't thought of this. It makes me mad that I have not thought of this. It doesn't seem like a bad idea. He said, let everybody that wants to transfer... transfer. Now, I don't think he gave it a limit. It's got to be one transfer. You don't get multiple transfers. One transfer, and just like the new redshirt rule where they'll give you four games, if you transfer, you get four games. And you do not lose that redshirt, and then the next year, you're totally clear the whole way. But he calls that a happy medium in the rule. Transfer for any reason, I guess, you're not liking the depth chart, you feel like the place isn't the fit for you, whatever it might be. Maybe there's an emergency back home. Anything goes. But the rule, the proposal from D'Antonio, I don't know if anybody's listening, is, okay, you transfer, Justin Fields, Tate Martell, whoever it might be. Now, this is not the grad transfer rule. That's a totally different rule. But in this case, no matter what, you get to play. You don't have to sit out, but you only get four games. You get four games. They could hold you till the end or play early or do whatever. Depends on what the depth chart looks like. Wasn't a bad idea. Yeah, I've told you the story, but I made Mark D'Antonio cry. We're sitting there at the Big Ten meetings. It's the July right after the sweater vest got fired for protecting Terrell Pryor. And I'm asking him, it's the end of the interview. We're talking Michigan State's team coming up and all that. And at the very end, I asked him about the sweater vest. You got to remember now, Mark D'Antonio was the defensive coordinator for the sweater vest Buckeyes circa 02. That national championship team. Mark D'Antonio was on that staff. He was the defensive coordinator. He and the sweater vest are very close. They still are to this day. Sweatervest is now the president at Youngstown State. Anyways, he gets to talking about this and literally starts tearing up. Mark D'Antonio almost made me tear up. When you think of Mark D'Antonio, you don't think of a guy who gets teary-eyed real easy, right? Tough guy, right? Always barking, very rarely smiles. It was something. Couldn't believe it. I believe we do have this call because we still can't afford a wall. Jeff, what's happening?
What's going on, Bill?
Just sitting here at the Southern waiting on
Friday. Bill? You waiting on the biscuits?
Biscuits? Yeah, I'll eat some biscuits.
Well, I just wanted to ask you, Bill. I was talking to Jay there. He went with ballpark to the media days.
Yes.
Yeah, the 4 days. Is it true? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he said this, but is it true that Pruitt said he didn't like doing that stuff yesterday?
Pruitt's not a big media guy, so I'm sure it's true.
But why did you get up there and say it in the middle of a room of media people?
I don't remember the context, but let me tell you something. He was really good with the media. He was very insightful. He was very readily available with information. I thought he was one of the best speakers there. Now, again,
yeah.
I'm sure if you asked him, hey, we'll give you a choice. You don't have to be here. I'm sure he probably would have stayed back on Rocket
Top. Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. Yeah, but I just
The worst guy ever about just coming in there cranky and saying, I don't want to be here, this sucks, is Bob Petrino. He's the biggest jerk ever, man. He's a good coach. Good coach. But he would walk down the aisle and say, man, I'll tell you what it was. There was a guy sitting there, and I forget his name, but he coached in the NFL, and he coached for the Razorbacks, coached for the Cowboys, Green Bay, Atlanta, and he had retired, but he was doing some work for a radio station. So he was sitting in there. Petrino walks by and says, oh, hey, coach so-and-so, you're sitting there, and I think he was diagramming something for somebody else. It was a zone blocking scheme. And Petrino walks by and says, hey, coach, you going to show me that zone blocking scheme? I'd certainly rather be doing that than be doing this. And everybody, he said that on purpose just to be a jerk.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to ask you, Bill. I know you watch that Triple D show quite a bit on the weekend.
I do. I will tonight.
And what's Saturday time? It comes on Saturday.
Friday and Saturday night.
It comes on Sunday sometimes through the afternoons. If you want, I don't know if you want to watch it. Sometimes it does. But there was a place on there. I think it was Saturday night on there, or Friday. Saturday night, I believe, it did a show. And there was a place in Franklin. I know you know what this is. 55,000. You ever heard of that place?
Yeah, that's actually in Spring Hill.
Oh, it is? Okay. Because the host of it said it was in Franklin. That's why I didn't know.
Well, because people are going to probably know Franklin. But. Unless there's two of them, but the one I know about is in Spring Hill.
Well, the chef is on there, he said it was in Franklin. It looked like it was like downtown, like on the square or something.
Maybe there's one there that I, being a Franklin kid, I don't know that, but I don't recognize.
I didn't know because they showed all the, of course, he goes back there and does all the different foods and different stuff he was making. Like, I don't know, I can't remember what he made.
Matter of fact, my daughter was in there eating yesterday.
it sounds like it's a pretty nice place. I don't know how good the food is. I'm sure it's good food and all that.
It's supposed to be pretty good. I have not been there, but it's supposed to be good.
I was just wondering about that. And I wanted to ask you, too, about what you thought about Cash Daniels' comments yesterday. Did you hear that, what he said about that nobody wants Kentucky to win? Did you hear that?
I'm a big fan of his. I did not hear that.
He said something to the extent. He said nobody really wants Kentucky to win, he said, except his man Paul Feinbaum. Feinbaum said a lot of good things about Kentucky yesterday. And McElroy called Kentucky the Michigan State of the SEC, what he said about Kentucky.
You know who took – hey, pretty boy at Clemson took a shot at Feinbaum. Feinbaum, one of the Clemson players at the ACC Media Days, says, oh, the best team we played was Notre Dame. And I don't know if that was just a direct shot at Alabama or if he really meant it.
Oh, yeah.
Feinbaum took exception to this, started going off on it, and Trevor Lawrence tweeted over Feinbaum's tweet the word unprofessional.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about that? Yeah, Trevor, pretty boy going after Feinbaum.
Yeah, well, Feinbaum said a lot of good things about Barnhart as far as staying the course with Stoops. He's talking about he could have fired.
I'm a big Cass Daniel. He's an old fashioned linebacker. I love that.
And also, Bill, he can tell you too if you need to know anything about hunting squirrel and cooking squirrel. He can tell you all about that now. You can get your squirrel.
Squirrel gumbo. You think?
Squirrel gravy now, Bill. He can talk about squirrel gravy now. You get it hooked up, put your roux, flour and everything, butter and all that. Get your roux mixed up, put your gravy on top of the squirrel. You'll be all set to go now. You'll be all set to go on that squirrel stuff. But
I'm the roux king, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know how to make the roux get that outstanding copper color.
Wonderful. I'll tell you that copper color that you like.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty interesting media days, the 4 days of it. But and one final thing, Bill, have you been watching this? There's a show on 17 that comes on. I guess it comes on other markets too about media days every night. Have you watched any of that stuff?
I didn't know it existed. No.
It's on that girl, the woman that does sports for 17's been doing it with these other three people, and they were talking about the teams and stuff. They're going to have predictions tonight. I think the media stuff comes out today as far as
now SEC media days or which one?
No, it's something they do. What they do is they've been airing it after the Fox 17 newscast at 10:30 at night. It's like a 30-minute show, and what they've done each day is they've done like each team. Like the first day was, I guess,
but from the SEC, right?
Yeah, it's SEC media days. That's
okay.
What they do is
I didn't know if you meant.
Yeah, there was like four people, and they've been covering. Like last night, they was talking about Kentucky and Auburn. Of course, they did a real good thing about Bramlett passed away. They talked to people that worked with him, and it was a real.
I bet you it's good. If it's on that late, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, one final thing. Do you know what Auburn's going to do about their announcer this year if they name somebody?
It's a very good question.
You know anything about? Well, I'll just hang up and listen. Have a good week.
Okay.
See you.
Yeah, that's a good question. I knew Jim Fife. And then Bramblett took over. They were both very beloved. Anyways, bottom of the hour, somebody's on hold. I cannot tell you who that is. We'll get to this person after the break with the Southern Steak and Oyster presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Heavy traffic continues out here on 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane. As you make your way down from the north, traffic still holding up out here right now, coming in from Wilson County through Mount Juliet on 40 westbound into Davidson County. Yes, it's still heavy, but moving 24 west as you come past Harding Place, all that traffic coming in from Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. They started all this hot chicken craze. Stop by this weekend, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
Amada Senior Care provides certified caregivers to assist seniors or adults with disabilities in the comfort of their own home. Amada assists with personal care needs such as bathing, dressing, medication reminders, and meal preparation, plus light housekeeping and transportation services. Amada Senior Care services hundreds of clients with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and they have a certified dementia practitioner on staff 24/7. Amada Senior Care is A+ rated by the Better Business Bureau and is the only home care agency in Middle Tennessee to be A+ certified by the Home Care Standards Bureau. They're experts in the field of long-term care insurance and work directly with all insurance carriers on behalf of the family so families don't have to do a thing. Amada has an exclusive relationship with the NFL Alumni Association to help past players learn how to access long-term care insurance policies that are provided as a benefit for vested players. Amada Senior Care Nashville proudly serves all of Middle Tennessee from their corporate headquarters in Murfreesboro. Give them a call today at 615-933-7494 or online at amadanashville.com.
Five State Forecast.
Your
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Sunny for this morning with a high of 96. Heat index values at 105. Clear overnight with your low at 75. A small chance of rain on Saturday. Mostly sunny with your high at 94. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
We are at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Come on by. Down the street, the Omni Nashville Hotel. Brad Powers will be with us, hour number three, bradpowersports.com. Cosby Cattleman.
Crank up that Glenn Fry crazy seat because the heat is on in the mid-state.
It is.
And everywhere else.
I cut grass in the it was cloudy yesterday afternoon. It was borderline trying to rain, and I've never sweat like that in my life. Unbelievable.
I was watching the Trump haters over on the Today Show, Bill. Y'all are under a heat advisory, but I tell you what's crazy is it's even worse up north. I don't know with these heat indexes and humidity in the air, but even Chicago and going north, they got it worse than we do.
I heard that in the news. Yeah.
You know, for those big cities like Chicago, you know, a lot of those people don't have air conditioning. Those high rises can be pretty lethal.
Heat rises. That's a very early on scientific thing you learn.
And I guess I'll start with weather here, Bill, a couple other knickknacks for you. But, you know, you hate these high schools. We see it every year, these high schools getting up and starting practicing. Are they even practicing yet around you?
They are. My son, who's a sophomore, they've been practicing for about 2 weeks now. They are not in pads yet. I think they wore shoulder pads the other day, but not fully padded. That's coming, I think, in about a week.
Well,
Cosby, here's the deal. They start, they do it at 6 a.m. to get it out of the way.
Right. Well, you know, every year around the country, Bill, it's sad. You'll see two or three guys die on a high school football field in this heat.
Oh, it's awful.
Every year.
It happened when I was in seventh grade. It happened at Battleground Academy on the practice field. Now, this guy had an aneurysm, but you're talking about a moment of, oh, my gosh, of just tragedy. Been there and done that.
Oh, yeah, and when you were growing up, you were a wussy if you took water, and they'd give you salt pills, wouldn't they?
Well, and your water was the hose on the side of the building, and you just lined up, and everybody got their drink. That's how you drank.
Yeah, but, I mean, some of these old hard-nosed football coaches wouldn't even let you have water breaks, wouldn't they, way back when?
Pretty much.
Well, there's that guy early in Spurrier at All 10 or whatever dude was early in Spurrier's tenure down in Florida that died. They kind of hushed that up a little bit. But remember that dude early on in Spurrier's tenure that died down in Florida?
I don't remember that. Wow.
Yeah.
I need to look. I don't recall those. Yeah.
Kind of wanted to talk about the injury bug with you today, Bill. But before I do, I heard something on tickets over here. Well, first off, I want you to confirm something for me. I heard this. I believe you might have even said it. I heard Clemson didn't sell out a home game last year. Is that true?
Charlie, is that true? I didn't hear that. I didn't say that.
Okay, well, like all these schools, they have.
I mean, everybody's had a downwards attendance thing is pretty normal across the board right now.
Yeah, and like all these schools, they have a lot of trouble getting students to come and leaving early, and I don't think the students took their tickets, so that might be what they're driving at there. But right. I heard that Clemson, you know, they've got about an 80,000-seat stadium over there, 80, 85. It's not like 100 like some of these SEC schools. But I heard Clemson didn't sell out a home game last year. You might want to – the bean counters can fact-check me on that. But reason I'm bringing that up to you, Bill, is I was over here at Tennessee. You know, we got the sky boxes. I've been in the President's box before, so I've seen the top of the mountain. But they have a thing called the Tennessee Terrace over here. Are you familiar with that?
Right.
It's kind of a hybrid deal. It's not the sky box, but it's not the commoners either. It's a pretty nice deal. Like all these you know, colleges are doing this stuff now. But over here at Tennessee, it's called the Tennessee Terrace.
Right.
And I've heard you can get in pretty easy right now in the Tennessee Terrace. As a matter of fact, I heard at the height of the deal, Tennessee had about 80,000 season ticket holders, and I've heard now it's around 60,000. So probably a little bit of that's bad football, and probably that's just a change in the way we live. People choosing that couch and the refrigerator. But I thought that was kind of interesting.
You got to admit that Tennessee has done a really good job of disappointing their fan base for a long time now.
Yeah.
So some of that would be the byproduct.
Oh, I think you can make a great case, Bill. Tennessee's got the best fan base in America for what they get. I mean, 60,000-something season tickets for the slop they've been watching. They just went 0-8 to the SEC. So wonder they got 40,000 season tickets. Hey, one last thing for you, Bill. I'll get out of your way. I had a question about the injury bug. And, you know, we hate the injury bug. And we root for all these guys to stay healthy. It's a dangerous sport. I respect everybody that plays football. Trey Smith, I brought up to you. You know, he had the blood clots. Five-star dude. I don't know if he's going to play or not. Missed all last year. Five-star dude. Griff was telling us how good he is, and he got blood clots. But, you know, Bill, Tua got hurt a little bit last year. He still got to play. He played through it. But, you know, I look at these three teams, Clemson, Georgia, and Alabama, and Fromm's never been hurt, has he?
Not that I no. That caused him to miss time? No.
Yeah. And I know they got a great offensive line to keep him up, but it's a dangerous game. You know, one of the things that would prevent one of these even Pretty Boy down there, has he ever been hurt?
Yes, he got knocked out of the Clemson game.
That's right, he did, didn't he? Yeah, he got knocked out once last year. Did they saved the bacon for him, didn't they?
Another freshman came in, actually.
Yeah, Hunter Johnson or whatever the dude's name was.
No.
I thought it was a journeyman fifth-year dude that hung around.
No, it was a freshman out of Grayson, Georgia, redshirt freshman, if I recall, but he was out of Grayson, Georgia.
Yes, that's right. So Pretty Boy did. He got knocked out of a game last year. That's pretty
Syracuse
bad.
Correct.
Back to that's pretty bad.
Correct.
Pretty bad lick. But Fromm's been pretty healthy, and then Tua's been hurt, but he's played through it. But, you know, Bill, off top here, do you know what the backup quarterback situation at Georgia's like?
It is perhaps the true freshman that they signed. They got him out of Detroit on signing day. They took him from Ohio State. He is one. There's another one in there. I think it's maybe a former walk-on in there, but it's
so
not
Fields,
good.
Of course, Fields flew the coop, of course.
Correct. It's not good.
So, you know, something, heaven forbid, that was to happen to him, they'd be looking at a true freshman. I could blow that deal up. And who's the backup to Tua this year?
Well, we don't know. Right now it's Mac Jones, but Mac Jones has not shown that he's ready for prime time. He does not perform well in games. It could be Tua's younger brother, who's a true freshman.
He'd be a true freshman too, wouldn't he?
Correct.
And who's the backup at Clemson?
Chase Price, that's the kid that came in last year, right? Yeah. Chase Price is the, Charlie says, is the kid out of Georgia. He'd be the player right now.
Well, you know, we want to see these guys perform, no doubt about it, Bill, but it is a dangerous game and teams have to deal with the injuries. Tennessee's had the pretty bad lick with the injury bug. I think South Carolina had a bad run with the injury bug last year, didn't they? Seems like I heard that in one of these media day deals that South Carolina had a really bad deal with the injury bug.
Gotta remember. Alabama's was linebackers. Remember, they lost a couple of guys before the year started who were prominent. One of them was the best pass rush guy. So,
You know, we look at this on paper, Bill, and we just think all these guys are going to be there and play, but, you know, you kept factoring injuries, and that can change a lot of teams the year. Have a big weekend and hydrate, and if you're going to drink that dick, we'll put an extra ice cube in there. See you.
See. There is an article. I know somebody's on hold. I'm going to get it. But there's an article that Matt Hayes did, and Danny in New York City said, Bill, I want you to comment on this. Matt Hayes did a piece for Bleacher Report. I didn't get to read it, but the headline was, Tennessee will never be prominent again. And I'll get into that because that is the topic. I have been warning Tennessee fans well over 10 years ago. In the early 2000s, I tried to warn Tennessee fans about this, and they didn't want any part of it. They didn't want to listen, and I told them what was coming down the pipe. And this is when things were going okay. This is after 2001, which was their last really big opportunity season. 2007, they got there, but it wasn't. They weren't going anywhere. They got to the SEC title game that year against LSU. But this is early 2000, so what would this be? 17, 18 years ago, I tried to warn Tennessee fans about the complacency and the run that they had between 95-ish and 01 was not going to sustain. because I could see what they were doing. They'd become lazy. They would not tweak anything. They just sat there and tried to hang on to the same old, and it crashed and burned. And I told everybody this was going to happen. And Tennessee fans were used to everything being okay, and they didn't want to hear it. But I will talk about Matt's article. Let me get this call before the break. We've got Karen, who's next in line. What's up, Karen?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
You know, just talking about the you know, the players that get hurt or worse yet die during practice and all. There's one thing I think is, you know, having had kids who played back in the day. You know, when they were playing, they chucked watermelons in the summer to make money, mowed yards, did all kind of hard physical work, stayed outside. There were no video games. I know everybody's like, oh, God, here she goes. The kids were tougher back then, Bill. You know, they just were. And so I think now these kids live in air conditioning, and, like, I hear a lot of people say, their kids don't even mow their own lawns anymore. They got lawn services because it's too hot, and then they go out and play football. That's just my two cents on that. You know, air conditioning and video games rather than toughening up in the summer and being ready for the heat. But I'm thankful that the science is better and the hydration is better and all those things, certainly. I'm not saying that. The other thing is, looking at the – I did enjoy – tell Charlie, we did enjoy Clemson's players saying that Texas A&M was their toughest game last year. I think they're just trolling Alabama, but nonetheless, we'll take it. So, but that's really all I got to say. I've been really busy this week and haven't even, you know, been able to listen to a lot. But and here's what I want to know, Bill. I want you to go on the record. Do you believe that Art Briles, well, may as well be Art Briles, that Kendall Briles' offense will be unstoppable in the ACC and in the type of opponents that he will now face?
Well, Let me put air quotes around the word unstoppable. I don't think it'll be unstoppable because I don't think the overall personnel, and I'm really going to put pressure on the offensive line. That's where the biggest problem would be. But it's going to be a lot better, I think. He's a good coordinator now. He's a very good offensive mind. I know there's a lot of other things about him.
Let me throw some numbers out there for you. Find me one single game that his offense has ever won against a good defense. I'll hang up and listen on that one in a minute. Number two, the defense has to stay on the field about 75% of the time with him because here's the deal. They either go two or three plays and score or two or three plays and out. And more often it's two or three plays and out. So their defenses get worn out. And the third thing is 75% of his quarterbacks have not made it through the season due to injury from running around trying to chuck it down the field every 5 seconds. Think about that. Brent Venables is drooling, I promise you.
Brent Venables has Brent Venables has Clemson's personnel, and he's good at what he does. So to say that Brent Venables is drooling over Florida State, I don't think he's obsessing over them. I don't think he's real worried about them. He'll coach them up, but Clemson puts out their personnel that's wicked. He's not just circling Florida State. The other thing about Briles is, where's Briles been yet where he had a schedule and a big league schedule where he was the coordinator? FAU, no. Houston, no. This is the first try at this on this level. I know we got to get the break. Coming right back. Southern Steak and Oyster, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Ranked out here in the last few minutes, like this one at Humphreys and 4th. That's going to be there in Midtown. Traffic's still heavy, but it's moving up through Brentwood, Franklin right now, and 65 going north. Still on time as you leave Wilson County through Mount Juliet right now, and 40 going west, coming past 840. Hey, if you're moving soon, call Smashville Moving Company, 584-4954. These are the guys I use, so should you. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. Check them out. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Napa Know How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
It's a Bill King Show.
Jim Corbin is one of the best coaches that I get to watch. Any sport, any day. He has taken a Vanderbilt baseball program and has made them the preeminent program in the United States of America. He's been to three natties in 6 years. He's won two of them. That's all-time kind of stuff. That's legendary stuff.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Southern Steak and Oyster. Friday edition, right over here by the beautiful structure, the Omni Nashville Hotel. Just a couple blocks over. Omni Nashville Hotel. Kind of that, yeah. Kind of that way, Charlie says. Whichever way that was. Until we add TV to the show, it won't make sense to anybody anyways. Yeah, what Matt was talking about. Matt Hayes. Yeah, Charlie. All right, now you got to pot yourself up here. There you go. All right,
let's see. No, that's the right one. No, I was going to say, Bill, you're really not a city guy.
Because I'm pointing to what?
You're pointing in all kinds of different directions. So the Omni's exactly two blocks up.
So
see, we're on third.
Two blocks over.
Yeah, we're on third, right?
And then a block down.
We're on. No. It's just straight up. Because don't forget, the Omni campus comes up to the corner of DeMundrean.
The back, you're right.
Yeah. So that's the right. Omni right
so that's,
there.
And that's Fifth Avenue
so
over
So we're
here.
On third. That's fifth. Two okay. blocks up.
All right. I used to catch the bus here when I was a kid. It didn't look like this.
I was going to say, you caught the bus in what city? Because it wasn't this one.
Somewhere. There was a little bus station somewhere around here we'd get on to get over to St. Bernard by Vanderbilt.
The bus station used to be, I think, one block over on the corner of 3rd, on the corner of 4th.
Is that right?
And now they've moved it over to the other side of town by the old Civic Center.
So when Todd comes to visit us, yeah, he comes down right
over here.
He
just walks straight down.
Right.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
always, there you go.
Always good to see Music City Todd. So Matt Hayes, he's got another great article out.
Matt wrote a piece yesterday about Tennessee and they'll never be prominent again. And I have not looked at the meat and potatoes, so I couldn't tell you what's in there. But I tell you, here's very simple math people need to understand. If you're going to be prominent again, For example, if you're Clemson and you aspire to be prominent a couple of years ago, before you got there, you've got to replace somebody, right?
Yes.
You don't just show up and say, we're prominent. Now, we decided somebody has to be replaced.
Clemson had to dethrone Florida State University.
Correct.
As the top of the conference.
And that went back and forth for a while, too.
Well, don't for FSU dominated the conference for 20-plus years.
Right.
And then Clemson became kind of a thorn in their side who could occasionally jump up and maybe score a victory and move on to get to a conference championship game and then a nice bowl game. But they were never, at that point, national championship contenders. Not until they completely unseated the Noles at the top of the conference and now have been to, what is it, five consecutive
right.
conference championship games.
So if you're, for example, a team in the ACC, let's say, okay, North Carolina has a fresh start with Mack Brown.
Okay.
Or Miami with Manny Diaz or Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech, whoever. If you're going to become the king there, you have got to go to Clemson and fight them on their turf and defeat them.
You've got to find a top quarterback for 2 years from now.
Correct.
Because once Trevor Lawrence is gone, the shine of the program is going to go away. It's going to dim for a short while. They're going to be more vulnerable. Yes, Dabo should be able to continue getting recruiting classes that are near the top. But we all know once a generational quarterback, Bill, leaves a program, there is definitely going to be a little bit of a step back because the quarterback play is not going to be as good. And we all know as programs develop a winning mentality, sometimes winning can lead to laziness. Now, Dabo Swinney has done a very good job in following the Nick Saban program of it doesn't matter how much we win, we're going to keep pushing, we're going to keep acting like we've the most disrespected team. We're going to keep acting like we've never done anything, so we have to start from scratch and do it over again. But complacency does set in. When a generational quarterback leaves, usually that dims the program's high a little bit. So Clemson's vulnerable after the next two seasons. Right now is their window to own and dominate the ACC as it is and get themselves a clear path to the college football playoff. Now, we could see the rise of any other school 2 years from now as coaching changes, as recruiting starts to settle in, and now Clemson is the number one target in the conference, so we will see. There's also scheduling opportunities. When they come to your house, you cannot waste that opportunity. Texas A&M last year had them right where they wanted them in their house, and Clemson was able to slide out of there with a victory, and from there, things continued improving all the way through to the final snaps of the season when they were declared the best team of the season.
Couple things. There was a stat somebody put out the other day. It's not a new stat. Last 4 years, coaching turnover, assistant coaches, Clemson 2, Alabama 22.
And let's not forget, Bill, this whole thing starts. Dabo Swinney was in place. Most of that staff was in place. This whole thing starts when they give up 70-plus to West Virginia and have to make that change at defense coordinator and go out and spend the money to get Brett Venables. And now you look at the amount of money they're putting into their staff and their assistant coaches. That's hard to compete with. That's why Brett Venables isn't a head coach somewhere else, because frankly, unless you're one of the larger tier schools, you can't pay him more to become your head coach than Clemson is paying to be the defensive coordinator.
He's getting $2 million plus to be the coordinator but not have any of those other headaches and being the head guy.
And look at the recruits that he's getting.
Correct.
In. They are not just reloading. I mean, that defensive line was the most impressive last year in college football as a complete unit, and I can't wait to see the new recruits coming in because you saw them starting to get some snaps last year in the second halves of games. There are some hellraisers. They're not household names by any means at this point, but they will become that as they continue on.
All right, back to Tennessee, though, to apply this. You got to remember, when Fulmer did it, they were really good, and they had a lot of really mm-hmm. good players, but there was nobody in their way but Florida. Alabama wasn't right.
If you beat Florida, you own the East.
You may be the national champ.
Yes.
That's where we were. Today, you got all kinds of people in your way. You got Georgia with a big head start on you. You can't beat Florida yet.
I say Georgia's not going anywhere
for
a while.
You can't beat Alabama. It's not even close right now. You've got, if you're Tennessee, you've got a huge. It's way more difficult now. I think that's probably what Matt was saying. I haven't read it. I'm guessing that's what he said.
Well, the
climate is not conducive to rising up right now. Now, can Jeremy get them back to where they win 8-9 games and beat the teams they ought to beat? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But prominence, that's
– Well, Bill, listen. The East, what does it mean right now to be the most dominant team in the East for the last decade? It means you lose to Alabama and Atlanta in the SEC championship game and watch them go on to compete for a national championship. So right now, even being the most prominent team in the SEC East means literally nothing. It means you had a nice regular season. Thanks for coming to Atlanta one last time. Have a great Christmas. But that's it. It's over, you know? So you're right. You have to knock off teams in your own division, which would be Georgia, Florida now, and maybe even some others. I mean, not like they've been beating Vanderbilt the last several seasons, so Derek Mason even owns the Vols. So you're right. The Vols have to replace several teams in their own division and then find a way out of a path of the conference itself and then through a playoff. Prominence for the Vols? Well, it's a possibility, but it doesn't look that great.
There's 100 feet of concrete in front of you to that prominence. And you got to do it with your head. That's how you have to penetrate the concrete.
That sounds like my kind of day.
Hour number 3, Brad's coming up.